everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 595. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
595.
Almost 600.
Five away from that epic number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a spicy Sunday out there.
Yeah.
It's hot already.
Hot. At least we get a little bit of rain to cool it off, but
yeah, or a little bit of humidity if you've never been to the South.
Right.
We like it sticky wet outside.
Oh, we could be in Florida with all the sharks.
Yeah. I love how surprised people are that sharks are in the water biting people.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. Anytime someone's like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. They live there.
I want to go to the beach and I want to go in the water, but the shark's there.
Yeah. It's like if you went in the jungle and like a big cat got you.
Right.
Nobody's surprised by that. That's where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You went to their home. And everybody's like, why are they coming so close to beaches? Like, I don't think there's any rules they follow.
Right.
Like, I think you're just in their area and maybe they want a little snacky snack. Well, really, I figure most of the time they're not trying to eat people. It's just mistaken identity.
Right.
Trying to eat a seal.
Right. Well, they said there's a bunch of schools of fish that were coming and that was bringing the sharks. And then the orcas were behind them. And so they were coming to eat those sharks, to go after sharks. And there's always dolphins there. Like, anytime I go, you'll see dolphins way out there, like, jumping. So
orcas are terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I like orcas. They're terrifying.
Yeah. I watched a video of a lady down in that Gulf area, and she was on like a little kayak part, like in a kayak, and there was all kinds of orcas around her. She was like freaking out, which I would too.
They're smart and mean.
They're big,
but they're mean.
One of my coworkers is down there this weekend. So I'm going to ask her, they went to Panama City. So I'm going to ask her how things went. Cause they go to the beach all the time.
I don't think I knew that orcas were in Florida.
They're really not. They just followed the sharks.
They're in cold water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharks are swimming anything though. They've been up. They found them in the Mississippi River.
Bull sharks will come on up.
Yeah.
They're mean too. Tiger sharks, terrifying. I think my thing with orcas are like their intelligence. Mm-hmm. Like sharks are kind of like big, dumb, like chomping machines. Whereas like whales, if you ever see some like whale videos, they terrorize their prey sometimes.
Yeah.
Like where they'll be up on ice and they'll push the ice back and forth to shake the seal off of it. Like they're wild.
Mm-hmm.
The way they hunt in packs and stuff. And they'll also decimate a shark. Also, they're a thing that people love, but we literally nicknamed them killer whales.
Yep.
Look how pretty they are, though. Like, such a pretty fish.
Mm-hmm. And they cartoonize them or stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you could thank SeaWorld for a lot of it.
Yep. Look at those teeth.
Yeah. I like orcas. Don't want to be in the water with them, tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't me neither.
Yeah, sorry for all those people that got bit by sharks, but also, you're in the water, you take that chance.
Yep. That's why anytime I go down there, I'm always fearful of getting bit by something or stung by something.
The key to being in the water like that is accepting the risk and wearing a GoPro. Yep. That way, if it happens, you can at least capitalize off of it and maybe get like a new fun set of legs. If you survive, you've got to get the footage of it.
Right.
That way you can be on Shark Week forever.
Mm.
Are you like deathly afraid of sharks?
No.
Like, are you distracted by it when you're in the water?
No.
I don't think hammerheads bite people. I saw that little video of like that 14 footer that was like in Florida. I don't think they bite people.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cross that bridge in the background all the time.
It's such a bizarre, the hammerheads are bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Say, what made them design?
Yeah, what went wrong?
To go that way. So the first year we went there, like we left think I might have said this before. We left on a Saturday, and that Sunday, a shark like was in the water, like right where we were at.
I also think a bunch of people just drowned down there too lately, like last couple of days. It's a rough, been a rough time in Florida. Whale shark, completely harmless. You can swim with that.
Yep.
Would you though?
No.
Completely harmless.
Yep. Nope.
What are you afraid of?
Being eaten.
Well, no, they don't eat. They don't eat people.
Oh no, it's bigger. It's big. The size is just bigger than me.
Would you go in a shark cage with me?
No.
Would you get on the boat that drops the cage down?
Yes.
But you wouldn't get in the cage.
I would not get in the cage. I've seen too many videos of sharks getting inside the cages.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, would get in the cage.
Like he would, yeah.
We've never even talked about it, but I just know that he'd get in the cage with me.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Yeah. I think I would, I mean, without a doubt, 100%, I would get in the cage. But I would like someone to share the experience with.
Yeah, see, like.
That's so rare that that shark gets in the cage like that. Like something went wrong.
It literally jumped in the cage.
Yeah, but I would argue that when once it jumps in, it's not trying to eat you. Now it's trying to get out. But
then you have that.
Yeah, you could back up. You're fine. That's what you're there for right there. You want the strike.
Nah.
They're baiting all around that cage to get them up there and get them agitated.
Look at this little kid got his foot hanging out. That's probably fake, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's on that kid. You can't put your foot out.
And on the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So you would, that would be you right there?
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, I would get in there and do that.
That's the shot.
Look how good that picture is.
The selfie.
It's a once in a lifetime experience. And I think I want to, like, I want to get in there and be next to a great white because I want to experience, like, the scale and what that's truly like and how ominous that feels.
No.
I love sharks. But I'm also like respectful of the fact that they'll tear me to pieces.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to do anything like that. Those like those African safaris when you drive around in the Jeep and stuff like that. Nope.
Yeah, those don't interest me too much. You know, every now and then an elephant will just flip a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Or a rhino will chase them. Now, I don't know about that one. That one's made of like rope.
Yeah.
I want to be in one of the steel ones. That looks homemade.
Oh, there it is. Oh, no, it's steel. They're steel bars.
Hmm. Well, then why are they so skinny?
Yeah, it is skinny and it looks like they're all rusted up.
No, that is, I don't. Not that one. I want to be in a real one.
See, look, there's that one's got rope too.
Yeah, but look how skinny those bars are. Go up to that top one or that one to the, all the way to the left there. That's the kind of cage I want to be in.
Yeah, the big thick one.
A little thicky thick. Yeah, I'm okay if my view's a little bit obstructed. I don't want to get eaten. If I went to a place that did shark dives, I would request to see the cage before I go. I don't know structurally what it needs to be, but it's going to have to pass the eye test before I go.
Right.
Yeah, like those look fine. But if it's that one you just showed me that's held together by paracord, I'm going to have to hard pass.
See, it would have to be meshed all the way around. No openings.
No, like, then you can't get a good shot.
Yeah, that's fine. You can, the way phones are now, you can get that. You can edit those out now.
No.
Like that right there.
Gotta have the opening.
Oof.
I would love to go. It's a bucket list item for me. Yeah, I want that right there.
Yeah, you have to buy a camera to go underwater unless they let you use one.
Yeah, it's all right. Whatever I got to do.
Oh my God, that's what they used to use.
Oh, it's just a tent that they threw in the water?
Yeah, it was with like a fence. It's just a fence.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Don't get bit by sharks.
Well, I'll be down there in September, so I'll be in the water.
Would you punch a shark?
Oh, if it come towards me, I would do anything I can.
Cognizant enough to punch a shark if it came near you?
I probably would.
You can't get any fist speed underwater.
No, you can't.
I don't believe anyone that tells me they punched a shark.
Oh, but I would do whatever I can. I mean, I do like fist up. I had a situation at my house once and I heard some noise outside and I go outside and there's a, a guy like right there by my window.
Oh, that's creepy.
And it looked like he was looking in, and I flinched up, and I was about to swing on him. He like backed away.
You think he was peeping Tom?
He would ask for money. He's like, "Hey man, I live right over here. I'm just see if you had any money." He's like, "No."
Yeah, not at my window. I don't.
Called the police afterward. They went over and talked to him and told him to stay away. That was the only time that I noticed.
I don't think you can, like, you might fist up and you may want to swing, but you can't get enough swing power. I think the move, I've watched enough Shark Weeks, I think the moves are you control their head. You push them, like you put your hand on their beak and you move them from their snoot away from you. So up, down, left, right. Now, once it's in attack mode, I think it might be too late.
Yeah. And that thing swims way too fast.
But sharks will circle you. They don't typically just come out of nowhere and attack you. They've been around. You just weren't paying attention.
Yeah, then because you stick your hand out to try to get their nose, it goes a little bit higher than your whole arm is in their mouth.
Rather lose an arm than a life.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they get that arm and they realize you're not tasty because you're fat American buck, they don't want you anymore.
Right.
So, I don't know. Stay away from them beaches.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
Or don't be surprised.
Right.
Right.
See, let's say when I go, anytime I ever go to the beach, I make sure there's people behind me. So, like, I'm close to the beach, and then there's people behind me.
Your theory is that they'll get bit before you do.
They'll get something to happen to them before me.
I would say that research-wise, that's flimsy at best.
Right. It's just a thought. Like, okay, so if anything comes through, a riptide comes through, any big wave, anything like that, it'll catch the people behind me first. I don't like to be out there by myself.
Are you a strong swimmer?
I'm a decent swimmer.
I would call myself the kind of swimmer that can stay alive in the water and not much better. Like, I'm not setting any Olympic records.
The only problem I have is I can't see underwater. Like, I can't open my eyes. Like, my body refuses to let my eyes open.
I don't think you're supposed to open them in the ocean anyways.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but people do. So I always have goggles when I'm out there.
You do the goggles that cover your nose too?
I have those, but when I go out to that, I just have the little one that goes over your eye.
Yeah. You wear Speedos out there?
No, I don't wear. I wear.
Like a set of briefs?
No, I have actual swim trunks.
You wear a shirt, swim shirt?
No.
You just get the tits out?
Yeah, I'm all bodied out.
Yeah. You got short swim trunks?
Yeah, I have a bunch.
Like short ones though?
No. They're knee length.
Like above the knee?
No, they're knee length.
What about when you sit down above the knee?
Oh, yeah. It'll come up above the knee when you sit down.
Now, you're kind of pale, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sunblock it up hard?
Yeah. Which is okay. I have the normal, like the wipe on, and then I do a spray.
I like the swim shirt.
I don't do swim shirt.
I like a swim shirt.
I probably need to, but.
Yeah, skin cancer is not cool.
Yeah, I got a spot on my arm back here. I'm good.
Yeah, that's not cool. You don't want that.
But I've had it for years. It's just now starting to get irritated, which I go to a skin doctor every 6 months, and she's looked at it. She says nothing, but now it's starting to look a little weird, so I'm ever look at it again.
Yeah.
I've only had one spot on me that they actually two removal, one spot that they were worried about.
Do you wear like a bucket hat? A sun hat?
I have both. I have a baseball hat and I have a sun hat.
Do you wear it though?
Yeah.
When you're out there?
Or
raw?
No, not in the water. When I'm in the water, just goggles and shorts.
I lost a long time ago, years and years ago, I lost my favorite hat in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite hat that I owned, I lost in the ocean. The ocean took it from me.
Oh, no.
I got bodied by a wave. You know, I don't even know what the point of the ocean is, but you're out there like jumping into the waves like a moron.
Right.
And I just got bodied by one, and it took my hat to Davy Jones's locker. I never could find it again. It's in that moment, I was like, I understand how people die out here because my hat was on my head and then was gone and never seen again.
It wasn't floating up on top. It was just
no, like, it was just gone.
Was it a baseball hat or like a little?
Yeah, it was like a trucker hat. So it let water pass through.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This mesh on the back. It was also waterlogged because I've been out there being a dumbass for like 30 minutes jumping in the waves. Again, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the hat got lost. Rest in peace, hat. It's a good hat.
But it's fun when you let when you get a wave and you can ride it for a little bit. It carries you, and
the ocean's cool. It's powerful. It's big. I think for us, it's maybe for you less. I never go anywhere, but like for me, it's one of those things where I see it so rarely that I'm always mesmerized by it.
I mean, me too. Well, it'll be 3 years this year because we didn't go the last 2 years.
I
So I'm
never go
excited.
anywhere, so there's that.
Well, you've been to Savannah.
It's been a long time though. That's why
It's
I
been a
lost
few
my
years.
hat.
Yeah.
They don't bring up traumatic things. That's where the hat went, Papa.
I know someone in Savannah going to Savannah right now.
See if they can find that hat.
Right. Oh, I told them to see if they can find my little toy ship I lost back in like 1981.
It was a blue and gray VW hat, and I
Oh.
love that hat. I got it when I got my VW Bugs, and I love that hat so much. And that hat just gone.
And you don't even really want to buy one to replace it because it's not the
No, it's not the
same.
point.
It's
It's
not
not
the
the point.
same.
That was a time and place for me, and that was my hat.
My hat is
Shit.
a that I wear now a lot is an all black Georgia Bulldog. It just has the big G on it with
I have a
the
all black
red.
Titans one that's that way,
That's the hat
where
that I
it's
wear the most.
murdered out. I wear a different Titans hat every day. Well, not. I mean, I don't have that kind of money. I mean, I swap between like the five I have. I made it sound like I wear a different one every day of the
Oh
year.
yeah, 365.
That would cost a house to
Yep.
have that. Those
Especially how
hats
it's
are
especially how
outrageous.
it's nowadays. Ooh, I just nose is bleeding.
Yeah, you're like scratching your face. You're like the people in the water.
I just had I felt
No, I
something in my
watched you
neck.
scratch your face and
I
then be
didn't scratch
surprised that
it.
it's bleeding.
I pushed it up, but I felt
No.
something was there. Just popped a
Dug in with
pimple.
that nail.
Popped a pimple.
That's what we're gonna do now. It's audio version of Pimple Popper now, and we'll just see how it goes over with people. Audio only.
James such as Pimple Popper.
I don't like I don't watch those videos. I don't like that. They gross me out.
Yeah. I can deal with a normal pimple, but them cysts
Yeah,
and
I
stuff
don't
like
like any
that.
of it.
So do you remember the guy that used to work with us, Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie had a huge, massive, like it was like that big cyst on his right side on his rib cage.
For those that can't see, which is everybody, he showed like a baseball size.
Baseball size. No, it's softball. It was massive. And I was like, Jamie, why don't you get that? Nope, never got it checked out. Years later, he posts on there that he got it, like, he got it done
Drained.
and it drained. He said it filled up like two big, huge, like cups that you would get, like,
That's
at a,
disgusting.
yeah, of stuff.
That's incredibly gross.
Yeah. So if you ever have that stuff, like any weird bumps or anything, get that stuff checked out. You never know.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the doctor.
Yeah, because it can get infected.
You should always go to the doctor if there's something strange about you. I don't know. I'm to my knowledge, I'm like cyst free. Like I don't have anything weird like that. I probably have some like freckles I should get checked out. I used to do bad with the sun. I do pretty good as an adult.
Yeah.
I'm pretty careful with the sun now, but I wasn't when I was younger. I used to just fry myself.
Yeah, I get my skin checked out. I do need to go some of the other areas get checked.
About time to get that butt checked out
No, it's
for
been
you.
at 45, so I got it 2 years, 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
Oh, you did it already?
Yeah. I did
Oh,
at
so you're
40,
good.
40 and 45.
Yeah. You're on a regiment.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But I needed
Yeah,
I
I don't.
did they told me I need to do a colonoscopy though.
Yeah. I don't think it's supposed to be pleasant. I think it's to make sure you don't get sick.
Yeah.
Something to catch it.
You don't have something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you can't live your life in fear of those things, but I think it's to have a healthy like schedule to get checked on is smart. I don't think that's living in fear. But you can't be worried. I mean, something's gonna get eventually. So you can't be just worried about it. But you should also like you should take the precautions when you can.
Yeah, find out from your family like what stuff is like family wise. Like my family has heart attacks and leukemia, so I have to get that stuff checked out all the time.
Yeah, there's no way we should be giving out medical advice.
I'm just saying get checked out.
None. Dr. Gerald on the on scene.
Also
What
part of
kind of
my f
doctor would you be?
I was a doctor.
Yeah, what kind would you be?
Ooh, I don't even know. Nothing that has to cut open the body. So probably like a psychiatrist or some shit.
You want to go for that brain. You want to cut that brain open.
Nope. Nothing to get inside of a body. Not even a dentist. I wouldn't even want to do a dentist.
Dentist to me is gross. People's mouths are gross. Mm-hmm. Even people who keep their mouths clean.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gross. It's like warm. You feeling somebody's body temperature. Although a dentist is not so bad. It's the dental hygienists that do all the work.
Yeah, the cleaning of it.
Yeah, that's where you're really up in there. The dentist is kind of just pokes in, says his piece, make sure that you hurt before you leave, and then he's out.
Make sure you're hurt.
Yeah, like, oh, you're not bleeding too bad. Let me poke that gum one more time. Yeah, you are bleeding. Everything looks fine.
Open wider, stretch it. And
yeah.
I'm going to put my finger on your lip and hold it down and press it. And
yeah. Does that hurt? You're like, you know it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know that it hurts, sir. Respectfully. Yeah. I got a lady dentist probably like 10 years ago. And the first time I went, I was like, because I had this old guy, and I swear the only reason he got up in the mornings was to make sure his patients hurt when they left. So I switched over to this lady, and I was like, I can't wait to go and not be like murdered. Mm-hmm. But she was just as rough with me.
Right.
It was a bait and switch. She's so nice when I talked to her, and I was like, she's going to be gentle with my mouth. She's going to be gentle with my gums. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to hurt me. And then she just got the chainsaw out and went to town.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the, like, to get your, like, to pass all the classes, I think you have to learn how to hurt people.
The dentist I go to, the hygienist I go to, she's really nice. She's really good.
Yeah.
Cleans, doesn't hurt. And then this last time I had to get someone else because she got sick. So they want to cancel my appointment because it's already been canceled once before. This girl was humming the whole time and then just picked and just like just gouge everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I said, I need my old one back.
Yeah. That's an intimate profession.
Mm-hmm.
The dentist. I mean, how many people put their hands in your mouth like on a yearly basis?
Nobody.
Yeah. I mean,
except for them,
it's not happening a lot. Depending on what your kink is, like you're probably not having a lot of hands in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Should we talk about games?
Yeah. Which would you play this week?
Party animals. Did I tell you? I don't know if we just text this or if we talked about it last week. I completed Dredge again.
Yes, you texted me that.
Yeah, I don't think. Did I talk about it?
You did not talk about it.
Okay. So Dredge, since the last time I had played it, added a photo, like you could go get camera equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have that. I also did not have, you have the ability to paint your boat and to change your flag now. And I didn't have any of the flags or any of the extra paint colors. And then a lot of fish were added. I think when the Pale Reach came out, they added a lot of other stuff. Or just over time, they had slowly added stuff. So even though I had the platinum, I did not have all the fish. So after I finished the Pale Reach, I decided to just kind of mop that game up and get it back to what I felt like was 100%. So I went and got all the flags. I went and got all the paint combinations, which you have to catch stuff to mix up the paint. I will tell you as a little spoiler that I was worried it was going to be harder than it is. You only need to get one instance of the paint and then you can use the paint forever. So there's like two options. You can paint like the top of the boat or the hull. And once you unlock it for one, you unlock it for both and you don't have to get it. You only get it once and then you have that color.
Mm-hmm.
So that it didn't take as long as I thought it was going to. I did use a guide for not the paint colors, but I did use a guide for the flags because I didn't know where they were or how to find them.
Right.
So I did use a map for those, but I caught all the fish. So I'm back like whatever it is, 167 or 76 out of 176, whatever the number is. I have them all now.
Nice.
And so I'm just waiting for August for the rig to come out, whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah, the big oil rig one.
Yeah, it's adding 50 new fish and then I think another research item, another equipment. I'm expecting something big. That's where Pale Reach went on that map there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really there.
I fell in love with that game again and I played it on the portal and I have nothing but good things to say about how that game worked on the portal. This would probably be an incredible Switch game because it was so good on the portal.
Never All right, so I'm gonna jump to my Dredge story real quick. We'll go back to what you played. So loaded up, you know, that first night that we all, like, you jumped in, Marshall 205 was in, I jumped in also, got down to the Peril Reach, loaded up fine. And then last week when we talked, you're like, are you gonna play? You're gonna play? I said, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and play. So I go to load it up and my save's gone.
What?
I'm like, okay, wait a minute. It started me like brand over or brand new game. I'm like, no. So go back to the save, try to find a save file, update it from June 2nd, load it up, still doesn't do it. I'm like, okay, hold on. Delete the game, load it back in, same exact thing going on. I'm like, what the fuck? Last night, I tried it again. I was like, you know what? I want to play before the podcast because I wanted to talk about it. Finally figured it out. I was trying to play on the PlayStation 5 version instead of the PlayStation 4. And the PlayStation 4 had it, so I had to download the PlayStation 4 version of the game. Then my save was there.
Were you panicked?
Yeah. Like, I was like, do I play this whole game over? I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to play it all the way over. It's like, because it showed, when what gave me the tip is when I went to the trophies, it showed I had no trophies.
So what, would you play it over again?
Yeah. Which now I saw that there's a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 5 version. I was like, well, shit, do I play the PlayStation 5 version all over again?
I don't understand that because you borrowed mine and mine is the PS5 version.
Yeah, but it, for some reason, it gave me the PlayStation 4 version.
That's very odd because I played on the PS5. I played with the PS5 version.
Yeah. And I bought the PlayStation 5 version, put it in. And for some reason, I just had to download the PS4 version for my trophies.
That's odd. At least you have them.
Yeah.
Are you going to, so you didn't play the Pill Reach at all?
No, because I was so like frustrated with that.
Are you going to?
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
When?
This week.
So by the time we talk next week, you'll have played the Pill Reach.
I'll play the Pill Reach. Don't know how far I'll get because it depends on what day I decide to play it on.
It's like 2 hours worth of content.
Oh yeah, I could probably finish it.
Yeah, it's not much. And then I think if you're like me, once you get in there, you're going to finish it. You may not get all the fish and everything, but you're going to like beat the story.
Mm-hmm.
If you could call it that, because once you get in there, it's hard to get out.
So while we're talking about this, I got to share a screen here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lights, do you use the normal lights or do you have the all hour? Are you fully decked out on everything or do you save and.
I use that weird light.
Yeah. That one on this one.
Mm-mm.
Or is it, that's it. There's a new one, right?
Yeah, there's a, like, it's like round and has the rectangle pieces coming off. I think you get it towards the end of like beating Dredge.
Okay.
Yeah, so I use it. So what I read online is that light I use, I think, is good for the area around you, but there are lights better for distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I light up a brighter area. I'll be honest, even though, like, I've tried light combinations, I can't see shit either way.
Yeah, same. I don't really think it makes much of a difference.
Now, as far as the poles and stuff, you get some stuff in Pale Reach that I thought was really useful as far as nets go. And, you know, you have to, if you play Dredge, you have to change your equipment out. You just have to. So,
yeah, and I change it out depending on what I was going at. I change it out all the time.
You kind of have to. And, man, I just love that game. It's such a good game.
It is. If y'all haven't played it, I would definitely recommend playing it.
You have to do so. I hadn't played in so long, and all the crabs did not have aberrations. When I played, so that's where my time was really in this and catching all the. There were new fish, but I didn't have any of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do all the crab pods. I had to collect them all, empty them all, repair them all, put them all back out, and then go from place to place waiting for them to fill up.
Yeah.
And sometimes it took long enough that I had to repair them a second time before I caught all of them. And then you need them for the paint colors too. So hold on to those. Those are what you need for your paint colors.
If you guys do play it, let us know.
I did that backwards too. I got them, sold them all, and then had to go catch them again for paint. So that could have been more efficient. It was cool to be back in there to see the new things. The orcas weren't in when I played last time.
Right.
So that was new. There's a new outside creature that wasn't there when I played, like a baddie that wasn't there when I had played before that stays right off the main area. That wasn't a thing when I played that game. That main area was completely safe when I played that game.
Oh, you're talking where you first start out at? Shoot, I didn't even. I'm about to go back over there and check it out.
Did you get attacked by anything?
No.
There's a thing that swims, not always over there, but there's a thing that will come over there and get you from that main area. And that wasn't a thing when I played it. It's just really good. I got down to needing a moonfish and a hammerhead aberration.
Do you go online and look to see where they're at? So you just go to that area and get them?
So yes and no. When I completed the game, I was missing a couple fish and finally gave up to see where they were. And that's how I got my platinum. This time I caught all of the pale reach without using a guide or looking up anything.
Oh, nice.
And then I got all the crabs without using a guide or anything. And when I got done, I needed three fish. So had not used a guide. I needed a hammerhead, but I know where they're at. So I didn't need to look it up. I needed the sunfish aberration and a moonfish aberration. And I know those are in the deep ocean. I know they're only in certain spots. So I did use a guide. I looked at one spot where it said they are. They're in several spots. I went to that one spot and I worked that area. I caught the sunfish almost instantly. I knew where hammerheads were. So then I went out on my own and I caught the hammerhead. And it took me forever on the hammerhead because you only get like one person, or not hammerhead, swordfish. Sorry.
Right.
You only get like one swordfish per spot usually.
You have to keep on going around and around and around.
Yeah, dude, it took forever. I probably spent in game like 10 or 15 days trying to get the swordfish.
So I use the telescope all the time just to see where, if I can find them.
And then once I caught that, I had to spend just as many days. I was going back and forth between the moonfish and the swordfish on each day. And it took me forever to get that moonfish aberration because I kept getting sunfish instead. But I finally got it and it felt great. You know, nothing popped, no trophies, anything like that. But it felt good to be back to 100% on fish, especially since they're adding so many in the new update. 50 fish is a lot. So that'll be 25 fish with aberrations, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Dredge. The other game I played that I didn't talk about yet, also water-based, is Sea of Thieves, our new multiplayer game.
Yes.
Now, this is your first time ever playing Sea of Thieves.
Yes, it is.
We all played it before. Me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, played it relatively recently. We only played one night, and then we played it, you know, probably a year ago a little bit. And then it was back when it launched that we played it a ton. That's the last time friend of the show, Patman, played it, and then you had never played it. What were your thoughts?
Oh, that was fun.
Was it what you were expecting?
Yes and no.
But you had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. Like I played it yesterday.
Yeah. There's so much to do in that game. You know, we were working for basically one faction. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to knock all the quests out for that faction. But there's so many things that aren't like quest based that you can also do with like the fishing and the collecting of animals and, you know, just running little side quests that really aren't faction related. And then also, like, we didn't get into it, but there's, you know, the PvP side of things where other people will come up and you have to fight them. And, you know, we saw one ghost ship, which immediately killed us 10 seconds into starting the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what that deal was. We, like, spawned in and that thing popped up and sank us.
Right. So that's where it got me at first. I was like, oh, shit, this is going to suck. Yeah. So this like this all the time. Like, you...
It's not like that. I don't know what happened. Dude, that was instant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, we didn't know what to do. We didn't have the charges on the cannons.
Yeah, we didn't load the cannonballs.
I think they were loaded. Just I don't think they were had the charges ready for them or something.
Once you load them, they get where you can light them. They weren't loaded. Okay. That's what the problem were. and that ghost ship came up. It came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't ready. So I typically captained the boat when we played before because no one else wanted to. It's good for me, though. I like doing it because it keeps me from getting bored.
Yeah.
On the journey. The cool thing about Sea of Thieves is I can't see the map. All I have is a compass when I'm navigating. So I rely on someone to go tell me if I'm heading in the right direction or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm navigating by true direction, which if you know me is impossible. So I get a sense of worth out of navigating the ship by direction.
Right.
And I had a great time captaining the boat. One time, friend of the show, Marshall 205, broke my trust.
Around.
No, not that time. When he dropped the anchor without permission.
Because
he thought I was gonna crash. I was really disappointed in him. I had it lined up perfect. We were gonna step off the boat directly on the dock, and he took that from me.
Mm-hmm.
He decided on his own it was time, and then we had to swim. And so other than that, I had a great time. I like captain in the ship because I think you probably got a little bit of this, but when you're not captain in the ship, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, that's
you
why I was
just sitting on the boat.
Yeah, I was sitting up front, had the telescope out, looking around, just looking to see if I can. But it, when you're on a boat, the visual is just different.
Yeah, that game is incredibly pretty. The water physics are awesome.
It did remind me of the Assassin's Creed when you're on the boat.
Yeah.
It just looks so good.
We went through the area where the Kraken was at. The music popped for it.
I missed it because I went to the bathroom.
It never showed. It just, the music started and you heard the noise, which was crazy because we were all freaking out, and that was neat. We got the wind, the sail in the wind, and we got out of there. But it was a really good time, like swimming down to the sunken treasure. Like, I had fun. It reminded me why that game was fun. I hope by week four I'm still having fun. I think I will be.
Yeah, but and then you guys got on to me, especially you, because I did what Gerald does when he plays games.
You were determined to make sure you and Pat, man, you got started on shaky ground. So first off, he knew for like a week what we were playing, and he chose to do the tutorial at our start time.
Right.
For a game that he had played before.
Right.
So that was a rough start because I'm like, yeah, now I'm just sitting here waiting for us to play.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get on and you decide to strip mine the island we're on.
Like I do.
We're all on the boat ready to go. And you're like, hold on. There's still a chance I could live after I leave. I've got to get everything.
Right.
And so I wait 15 minutes for Patman to complete the tutorial. And then I wait 15 minutes for you to gather everything you want. So for 30 minutes, I haven't played this game. I'm just standing there. And it was a line where I'm like, this is what happened with Lego. And we're either going to go one way or the other right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have 70 cannonballs and we're not going to need any for the entire stretch of the game now. Because you use like 10 during a battle.
Right.
We have food for days. Like we're not going to want for anything. And you'll get more as you go. So I'm like, this is the point of no return where you either stop or this is just how we're going to play the game, which is us standing on the boat waiting for you.
Right.
So I said my piece. And then I feel like after that, we had a great time.
Right.
Because it became a game that everybody was playing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you got to be careful. You got to. I told friend of the show this. You've got to, friend of the show, Marshall 205, you have to, as the leader, as it's your game, you've got to set some ground rules.
Right.
Which is why he said, hey, we're going to do missions and we're going to do them for one faction instead of hopping around. You know, I think that's the right move, is to say like, hey, we're going to, because there's four of us and there's so many different things you can do in this game. I'm going to force it to be like, this is what we're doing. There's an itinerary a little bit. I think it's for the best, but he was letting you diddle around on that island too long.
Mm-hmm.
He was just letting it happen. So I don't know. I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to Thursday.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind playing it more throughout the week.
Yeah.
Cause I played it on my own yesterday, up a little bit, got the island, got the treasure. And then after I got the treasures, there was another treasure on there. It showed up on the map.
Yeah.
At the end of it, so I ran over and grabbed that, and I was like, "Oh hell yeah!"
You can find like message in a bottles that send you on missions. It's a really neat game. Like, there's no doubt why it's lasted as long as it has, why it has the player base it has. It's also cool to see it get a second life on PlayStation. And I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but it was the best selling game on PlayStation last month. So shout out to it and Rare and everybody that's been involved in not giving up on that game and the fan base that it has. And I would definitely play it outside of game night as well. I just want to make sure we don't carry over any missions in the game night that everybody wasn't there for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really had a good time with it, and I was a little hesitant getting back into it. Cause when him and I played it the other day, before, when he was trying to decide if it was going to be his game, we didn't do any missions. So we just kind of stood around.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I was like, I didn't have fun with it. I don't like to just stand there anymore. Like, my time, I want to do something.
Yeah.
And so, doing the quest definitely helped. I had fun.
Me too.
That's all I played. I'm waterlogged for the whole week. Just everything water.
Also, nothing else. You didn't pull the portal out, switch.
Just for Dredge.
Just for Dredge.
Yeah. I played Dredge. I played this. I played Party Animals. That's it.
Right. So with me, Monday I played Minecraft. Jumped around in there. They did. There was a new update they did, which I will talk about. Tuesday did Fallout 76. And then yesterday I played out some Fallout 76. I had a double XP weekend, so I just went in and did my daily, and then jumped back out and then jumped into Sea of Thieves. You should have heard me try the Dredge debacle. That didn't work too good. And Thursday on. We had our multiplayer madness. Friday, I played Star Trek Online for a little while, maybe about an hour and a half, and then I just watched TV and watched YouTube videos after that. Friday nights is a game the night that I really don't play too much. I'm usually tired by like 10, 10:30, so I usually go to bed pretty early that night.
Now, for the show, Marshall 205 got back into Lego, and he's hoping that you're going to continue to play Lego Fortnite with him.
Yeah, I did that Saturday morning. I jumped on set. Lego Fortnite, and I dropped did more of the mission. I had to go back to the desert area and do the little town center, so I went over
Yeah.
there and dropped the town center. I got three people at my base camp now, and the one Patman stole is
Got him
back
back.
with yeah got him back. He was just at he was he or she whatever is at my camp, and so I just put them all to work.
He's hoping you continue to play that with him.
Yeah, I will. I'll play.
I told him that you won't.
That I won't.
I don't have faith that you will.
No, I'm still gonna play.
I think you'll play. I don't think you guys will ever play together.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, schedules wise,
Correct.
we'll see. That's all I played. No Nintendo. No, nothing. Which I meant to start to switch up, jump into Animal Crossing because of the new update, but didn't even play it.
Yeah, I haven't been on my Switch in so long.
Right, we'll go over some a little bit of news then. The first one I saw, Sony is allegedly pulling the support for the PSVR 2. They've really cut down on the games apparently coming out. Thoughts?
Mean, there's no doubt it's not doing good. I think they have previously said that they're going to stop production and allow the stock that's out there to sell down before they make more. I will tell you, it's not a hardware problem. It is a support and a software problem and a pricing problem.
Yeah.
It's a Quest 3 problem. When the Quest 3 came out, it put Quest 2 at a price point that people could afford it. And the Quest 3 is maybe not as good as the PSVR 2, but it's close enough. I mean, just take friend of the show, Patman. He bought a PSVR instead of a Quest 3. Then a month later, bought a Quest 3, and he's never on his PSVR unless there's a, like unless he has to be.
Yeah.
He always will go to the Quest, and I think that just speaks volumes. He has both, and he chooses that because of the ease, and the lack of support on Sony's side is telling to me.
Yeah, then they did the adapter to try to help out with PC sales. See someone, but it's just too much. Where should it be at? $399?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have to compete with the price point of your competitors unless you're trying to be that high-end thing, but that high-end thing is going to live on PC, not on PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't want to see it go away. I don't want to see Sony abandon it. They should have been giving away VR games this for the last 5 years on PlayStation Plus
To build the
to
library
build
up.
that VR community and that library so that I could jump in today and have 15 games because I just had to spend $1,000 to get this PSVR going.
Right.
So it should be, easy to jump into. I also see reports that you can't like buy controllers. If you tear your controllers up, you can't buy any. Like, there's a lot of odd things about this. But I don't know. I don't want to see it go away.
Same.
That article's from Push Square also.
I love it's just there was the first one I pulled up, but there's a bunch of stuff on that.
Yeah, I just want to tell people where we're reading from because it is a report, so that means it's they're citing a probably an unnamed source.
Yeah. All right, next one. There's a Portal had a new update. A release and it fixed public Wi-Fi or where you sign up public Wi-Fi. It made it easier. It added some visual feedback for the touchpad areas is supposed to be a lot better compared to what it was. And then, which I didn't know, which is that you can display the battery life now. Apparently, you couldn't
I
before.
don't know if I knew that you could or couldn't.
Yeah, apparently now you can add the battery life up to the top, but apparently it wasn't on there before.
I don't think I've ever ran that thing completely dead.
Yeah, it's where you needed to look at it.
I do know that the touchpad feature will be helpful to the indicators, because those are just weird like silhouettes that pop up like you see there, but
Yeah.
that'll be better to have it show kind of what you're doing there. That Don't know, the public Wi-Fi is not something I'm ever going to use, but I love my portal. It's also the best-selling peripheral for like months now. Part of that has to do with the price point, but it's doing very well for Sony, and that's likely they're going to put more eggs in that basket than they are the VR basket because it's doing well.
Yeah, I think I might be get one soon.
Yeah, I wondered how long until you finally would break, because for you, it makes a ton of sense to have one.
All right, next one. Minecraft is getting a native PlayStation 5 version, so they're updating the software to where it looks better on PlayStation 5. It doesn't look like the PlayStation 4 version.
It's been a long time coming, and that's probably what it'll take to get me back into that game.
Yeah, so they said you can already tell like the difference. When I jumped on Monday, I could tell it looked better. It looked good.
Yeah.
I tried to go find the camel to try to get the camel, but I got stuck. I get sidetracked and it was doing something else.
You know, what I was thinking about Minecraft the other day is when I get in, I won't understand how any of my contraptions work.
Right.
I built, you kind of gathered things. Marshall 205 existed, and I really focused on like the automation side of the compound. And there's no way I know how anything works. 'Cause I had that automatic sheep shearer, and I had like the honey thing, and I had the bamboo, and I don't know how any of that
Yeah,
works.
if something breaks, it's like, shit, how do I fix that?
Yeah, I won't know how to fix it. It's just dead forever if it breaks. And updates sometimes will break machines like that. But I am looking forward to jumping back in at some point.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna try to space my games out and play like Minecraft on Monday, Fallout 76 on Tuesday, because that's when all the updates and it's better to play on that day.
Yeah.
And so then do other games the other days. So I can finish it. Like I'm still need to play Ghost of Tsushima and finish that off, but the game is just so massive and it takes forever. All right, next one. Sony is sent an email out saying they're shutting down the rewards program, but not PlayStation Stars, but Sony Rewards.
PlayStation Stars shut itself down.
Right.
I got this email because I have that PlayStation credit card.
Yeah.
I got
So,
the email saying it was going away.
and I have the points. So I'm gonna have to redeem my points before it's gone. I think I have enough to buy like a movie or a gift card.
I used all mine. I got like $300 worth of gift cards with mine.
Which mine I only got because of all the Sony stuff I just registered it and it would get points for it. M
Yeah.
movies and games.
I mean, this is probably one thing that they were having to keep up with that was more trouble than it was worth. They have the numbers on it, and probably people weren't really using it or interacting the way that would made it worth it. So, I
Yeah.
mean, I'm okay with this.
All right. PlayStation Stars, which we just talked about that. So they're adding, people are finding they're adding still adding stuff to the PlayStation Stars. Like you can earn and win, but it's still broke. Like I just checked right before we started. It's still messed up.
Yeah, I checked last night and it was messed up.
Yeah, so they're releasing collector's pins you can add to your little digital library for Last of Us, Ratchet and Clank. Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal and the Traveler from Journey. You can add the little trophy pins, which it's weird if they're adding stuff on or you can't even do anything with it. And I say I have probably, I think I'm 4,000 some points right now.
It's odd how long it's been broken. Like it's been broken for a strange amount of time for a company the size of Sony.
And I really wanted to use it to pay for whatever game we're going to buy. I was going to redeem it.
Dude, I was so excited that I got the dredge done before it broke. because it would have been over.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have got that, the dredge boat.
And yeah, it would have drove me crazy to not have that. All or right. driven me crazy.
All right. Xbox. Xbox is getting this licensed Elden Ring, an Elden Ring Shadow of Ichrie controller. It actually looks really, really nice. You know, I'm really big on the controllers and.
Yeah, it's all right. It looks like a third party controller to me.
Yeah. It just looks good. Here's another photo of them showing it. Pieces coming out.
Yeah. Those, what if you drop? I drop my controller all the time. What if you dropped it and everything just launched out?
Pops out, yeah. Which I'm a big fan of, like, the customizing stuff like that. All right, some Nintendo news. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate is coming to the Switch in July. It's a new game coming.
Yeah, I'm pro all turtle content that's good.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yep, so I'm definitely pro. I don't know if that's going to be good, but I hope it will be.
Mm-hmm. As you guys notice, have listened to it throughout the time, we pretty much go over the stuff that we play and we like. I don't really do too much.
It's a roguelike. It's more of a like that isometric, like top-down view.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fast-paced. I will consider it if we have somebody to play with. I think I know what I'm going to do for my multiplayer game already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it looks fun.
All right. Nintendo also released a trailer for Metro Prime 4 Beyond, which apparently people went nuts over the trailer for this.
People are crazy about Metroid. It's never clicked with me. And I've tried new and old. It's just, it's never done anything for me, but I'm excited. Metroid is one of those that I feel like Nintendo puts on the back burner. And I'm excited that that fan base continues to get new games.
Yeah. And it actually looks pretty cool. I haven't played Metroid since the original, like Nintendo, Super Nintendo. It looks very Halo-ish as you're playing it. First person, running around, shooting. So if you're a Metro fan, I mean, it's something to look forward to.
It does look good.
All right. Next one. Switch Online is going to be adding some maturity Nintendo 64 app. So they're going to be able to get some games. They've already done this once before with Turok and Perfect Dark, GoldenEye, Jeff Double Seven, and Jeff Force Gemini. So talking about maybe something like a Conker's Bad Fur Day or something like that will come out eventually.
You know, I'm of two minds. I would love everything to be available, but also Nintendo has made it their place to protect your children.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking with that, I mean, I get it. You know, I don't know why you would put a Conker on there and then have to worry about. Like, what do you gain from it versus what do you lose from it? So someone's parents walk in and the kid's playing Conker and that's an issue. Like, I don't know whatever game, you know, whatever have you. I just don't know the benefits of Nintendo. I say you just keep, if you've kept it on lockdown this long, then just stick with it.
Which they have and I have it. Because like I mentioned a long time ago, there was a game called Metropolis that was for the Nintendo Switch. Uh-huh. And it's basically Sin City, the movie.
But it has tits in it.
Has tits. It has curse words. I mean, it was a demo. No, you don't have to. No age verification. Nothing.
Yeah, but I think it's rare. I don't.
Right.
You know, you don't see a lot of it.
No. All right. So apparently, Nintendo has a guy that's been leaking Pyro or Porio. He's been leaking like a lot of the news. That's where a lot of people get stuff from. He's pretty good, or the person who's doing it has been pretty good, accurate. They did whoever it is, female, if you remember the person, Pyro, did an article and they basically told the person where he or she gets the information from a Nintendo employee that's based in Japan who basically has access to the company's web backend. And the article promoted or brought it out saying where he gets the information from, or he or she gets it. And so they basically close your account down. And he came out with an article. And then he or she came out with articles later on saying they didn't know that person was going to release that part of the article saying where they got the information from.
You got to protect your source or sources, and this is what happens when you don't.
Yeah.
And
it was a Bloomberg reporter, Jason Schreier, is the one who
Jason Schreier, yeah,
did the
article. He's a reporter. That's what he does. He's a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
That's on them. You gotta protect it.
Yeah, shouldn't say where he's getting it from.
Or know who you're leaking stuff to enough to know whether or not they would burn that bridge to put it out there.
Yeah. So now people are kind of upset because that happened, and now we're going to lose a source. Which I'm okay with leaks sometimes, and sometimes I'm not. Like, I don't like to learn about stuff, and sometimes I do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care for it. I feel like so much time and effort gets put into keeping things secret, and it's just gone. You know, people deserve the right to announce their game the way they wanted to.
Yeah. All right. There's a Hyrule Edition Nintendo Switch Lite announced.
It's super cool looking, but isn't it not in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's not in the U.S. It's
like Europe or Japan or something.
UK.
Yeah.
UK page.
It's super cool looking.
Mm-hmm. It's all gold.
Yeah.
With the Hyrule logo on the back of it. And then there's a Zelda or the TriStar. Where were they? TriStar?
Triforce
underneath the one control.
It's a pretty light switch.
Mm-hmm.
It looks
for
nice.
For you collectors out there. Mm-hmm. All right, this is something we talked about before, Playdate. Do you remember the Playdate?
I do.
So apparently $400,000 worth of Playdates were misdelivered to a construction site near the warehouse, and then someone stole like all of it, but luckily they dumped it later on at a restaurant. They found them.
I like that someone stole it and was like, what is this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't want them.
Yeah. And they just...
Who's buying that many Playdates? The only person that ever talks about Playdates is you.
Yeah, I just bring it up.
Let's get an update. Let's go to their website. Has the price changed? Why are all those hooked up to cords? What's Playdate Pulp? What does that mean? Is that like their newsletter?
I don't know.
Did you see it? It went away, but it said Pulp.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's go to what is that Pulp? Oh it's a game.
Okay,
let's go to their site. Let's see what they're selling for. Let's see if anything's changed on the Playdate front. I still want one. I just have not wanted to spend the money. They're still $200.
$200. And they did on the one down here said they added like new games, like five new games. There's still just like a. So I'm looking at a picture right now of an original Nintendo Game Boy and the Playdate. Just look how small it is. It's half the size of the Game Boy.
Yeah. I like the idea of the Playdate. I think it's cool. It's just, it's real hard to launch a system.
Mm. Is your magic number still 100?
I think so. Because I just want to play with it and goof off with it and then be done with it, probably.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm going to continue to. I'm looking on eBay now, and there's one for $152 with 9 bids. Most people want over $200 for it, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. So you get, once you set up, you'll receive two brand new games every week for 12 weeks. That's 24 free games. You'll get,
yeah, they like time deliver them to you so that to like keep you playing.
Yeah.
Let's see, one sold for $195 with $12 shipping, but it did include the case. Adult owned, it says. One sold for $190 with $15 shipping with the case and the dock. It looks like $185. That stereo dock is cool as hell.
Yeah, but they talked about that coming soon a long time ago when we looked at it.
$165, $159, $177, $180. I mean, they're selling well. They have tons of bids. This one's $150, but it had a 51 bids.
The cover's $30, $29.99.
Does it still not come in yet? Go back to that cover. Yeah, they still don't come in the right color, I think.
Yeah, it's still just that gray.
click on it, because the one on the video I just looked at, it's purple.
Or is it purple?
That one's aqua.
Yeah, there's an aqua.
I wonder if there are other colors, because the one in the video was purple.
Unless that's just a non one.
I want one that matches the system or is like yellow. Black.
Like at least this, like the speaker system comes with is yellow.
That stereo thing is cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. Stereo dock. All right. Next one, Limited Run Games is announced they're going to be doing 20 plus new physical releases. And there's actually some interesting games never even heard of and never even knew that they're on there. Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition. I figured that game would have already be. I already have a physical version of it. Clock Tower Rewind, G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra, Hitman Blood Money, Jay and Silent Bob, Chronic Blunt Punch, Ninja 5-0, Rugrats Adventures in Gameland, Starship Troopers Extermination, Star Wars Dark Forces Remastered. I'm just naming it, but some just named ones. Wolfenstein 2 The New Colossus, I guess, didn't have a physical copy.
Oh, they just did the physical release for Alan Wake 2 was only through them. They do have a lot going on. There's a lot of love and hate for Limited Run Games. I like what they're doing there, but they release so many games now. It's like if you're a small publisher, that's where you go.
Yeah. One of the guys that used to work with when I retired, he's a big Limited Run Games guy. He's always ordering. He likes physical. He's like you like, and us. Like we like physical copies. Like I kind of regret not getting the physical copy of Sea of Thieves, but then I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Game that you guys played back in the day, Fall Guys. They're doing Avengers now. So there's a little video of them running around with little Avengers outfits on, which I thought was hilarious.
I have not been in there in so long. We could pick that as the multiplayer game since it has a four-player mode.
Mm-hmm. Someone could. There's Hulk.
I feel like you and Batman would absolutely hate that.
No, Batman's a competitive, so he probably would.
Yeah, but he'll be bad at it.
Until he figures it out by week three.
Yeah. Or maybe always bad at it. I never know. Hulk looks good.
Mm-hmm. Thor, Captain America. I mean, they did a good job.
Yeah, they're fun. Victory celebrations.
Yep. All right. And that's all the normal gaming news. I got some Lego news.
All right. Let's jump in.
All right. So this set's coming out. It's called Inside. It's only, they're making a bare limit. It's like 50 of them. It's called Inside Toward the Vault Memory Lane. So apparently, but this is what actually, when you go into the game, like their vault, this is actually what it looks like inside.
They have like these shelves that crank and move back and forth, and they keep like a one of every set sealed.
Yeah. And so they have it like this. So I would love, I wish I can get the, it's a, this one's, the picture is a 7 of 50. So there's no way you're going to have to probably spend a couple hundred bucks to get this, but I would love to have that.
How's it being sold?
It's probably coming out, just giving it to people that work there. Like usually anytime them,
mm-hmm.
that they come out, it's usually just people that work there. You can win it when you go in there and draw a ticket. All right, this other one, this Lego's idea, where you fans will submit like an idea, and once you get $10,000 subscribers, they put it on there to get, and the popcorn machine got it on there. It's something I showed you a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It actually reached the supporters, and there's the popcorn machine for you.
It's cool.
Don't know if it'll look like that, because you know they always change them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's someone doing a popcorn where the door comes down.
The popcorn kind of looks like a cookie dough ball.
Yeah, but it's actually a little Lego piece. So I'll be getting that one for sure. And then the last one, the botanicals. We like the flowers, and
I love the botanicals collection.
There's two more new sets coming. So it's orange one and this red one.
Oh, the red one's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number? I know people hate when we just say.
Oh, yeah. All right. So the chrysanthemums are 10368, And then the other one is Plume Blossom 10369.
I like the Plume Blossom. These both have a vase or a vase or a container.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of them are loose flowers, but these are like a complete, you have what you need to set these up. I have the succulent garden I need to put together.
I don't have the bonsai tree.
Yeah, I have that too. I didn't put together.
I wanted to do the that orange, I forgot what it was called, the orange one. It's a small, it's like a table
mm-hmm.
one. I wanted to do that one, but for the wife, she liked it too. Then we saw the size of it and it was just too small. And I was like, well, I don't want to buy two of them because we wanted to put it in a specific spot.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't going to fit right.
I did the succulent, like the, not the, it's the tiny potted plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The butlers, like six or seven of them.
Yeah. I have that one to put together. I think it's called like small plants or something. I think the succulent garden is actually the square one that has all the succulents in it.
This one right here, the tiny plants.
Yeah, I have that one.
It's 10329.
Yeah. I have that to put together. I was going to set them in various places in my office
mm-hmm.
And play with it.
Yeah, but that's all I had for today. And that's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @game_stitch @HoeEffinShow. That was episode 595. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.